special events. More information is available at 365-8000.
Meteorologist Ed Kieser says the rain is moving on and we'll see some sun coming out later today. He'll be along with details on the weather after AM 580 News. Here's Tom Rogers.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. A new contract for Champaign Unit 4 teachers has been approved by the union membership, and now it's time for the school board to cast its vote. Members of the Champaign Federation of Teachers gathered at Centennial High School yesterday to approve the contract. John Nadler of the Illinois Federation of Teachers would not confirm reports that the tentative agreement would run for 3 years with 4.5% raises for most teachers each year. Nadler says the unions agreed to keep details private, though, until a contract is voted on by both sides.
You know, we bargain in good faith with the representatives of the board, just like they bargain in good faith with representatives of the union. And it's fair to the process of bargaining in good faith not to disclose in public the details of it until both sides can vote on it.
The Champaign School Board is expected to vote on the new contract next Monday night. It would be retroactive to last July. The Urbana School Board, meanwhile, has finally created a restructuring plan for Urbana High School. The 5-2 vote last night marks the end of months of debate on how best to oversee the plan. The board decided to use a monitoring committee made up of school district administrators and education experts. School Board President Mark Netter says it would have been better to create a separate administrative post to oversee the restructuring plan, but he also says a monitoring committee could work too.
I think we're going to get there. It'll just take more time. But let's give the monitoring team a chance to do its work and see how it turns out.
The restructuring is a complete overhaul of a school that has a long history of not meeting No Child Left Behind standards to give it a better shot at making adequate yearly progress, which it did last year. The school officials still wanted to implement the plan, though. Urbana School District Superintendent Preston Williams says the school didn't wait for last night's vote to start applying some of those reforms. One of the new programs he points to is a one-on-one intervention program for at-risk students. Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich isn't saying if he's worried about his future now that a friend and former fundraiser may be cooperating with federal authorities. Prosecutors earlier this week asked a federal judge to delay the sentencing of political insider and Blagojevich fundraiser Tony Rezko. That's considered to be a sign that Rezko's cooperating with a federal investigation of Blagojevich's administration. The governor spoke with reporters yesterday at a ribbon cutting on Chicago's South Side. They repeatedly asked Blagojevich whether he intends to resign if he's indicted.
Will you resign if you are indicted?
I'm not going to answer dumb questions.
Are you worried about
like
your
that.
Future, sir?
Next question.
Governor, are you worried about your future?
For his part, Blagojevich says he's confident.
I know what I do, and I do things right. And I can say that sometimes people make mistakes, even friends of yours make mistakes.
Blagojevich says he hasn't spoken to Rezko but hasn't turned his back on him. U.S. District Judge Amy St. Eve hears a motion to postpone Rezko's sentencing this morning at 8:45. The Illinois Department of Natural Resources has sent letters to vendors in state parks detailing what will happen if the parks close as planned. Governor Blagojevich has announced plans to close 11 parks and 13 historic sites on November 30th because of a tight state budget. Federal land issues might prevent the park's closures, though, and lawmakers have approved legislation to send Blagojevich more money to keep them open. However, the governor doesn't necessarily have to spend it. Department of Natural Resources spokesman Chris McLeod says the agency still doesn't know exactly what will happen. Thomas Plura, who owns horses used for trail rides at Moraine View State Park near Normal, received a letter this week suggesting he can leave some of his equipment at the park, but the letter says there will be no security there if the park closes. A unique part of railroad history and the centerpiece of downtown Mattoon will get a multi-million-dollar facelift. Congressman Tim Johnson says the Federal Transportation Administration has released $973,000 to restore the city's railroad depot. Another $1.2 million was already released. It's been 8 years since the Depot Restoration Committee was formed to save the crumbling 90-year-old building. It still serves as Mattoon's Amtrak station. Committee Chair Jackie Record says if the state frees more funds, work could begin as soon as the end of the year, and it would be a shot in the arm for the whole city.
We don't have a courthouse or a town square or anything like that, so this is really kind of the heart of our town. And the building looks kind of okay right now, and it's usable, but it really needs updating and restoring, and it certainly needs an elevator so that handicapped and older people can use it.
Record says the depot is one of the few multi-story stations where passengers board trains below ground level. She hopes the depot could also hold retail space and eventually a bus station. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 7:30 with headlines at 7:06. I'm Tom Rogers.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your IGA store in Rantoul and Catlin, and Jerry's IGA in Hoopston and the Round Barn Center in Champaign. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
It's 6:35, and our chief meteorologist, Ed Kieser, is here. Morning, Ed.
Good morning.
Another in-depth look at weather, and we got some rain. How much should we get? Have you measured yet this morning?
I don't have the official measurement. I'm going to take that here very soon. We do an official reading at 7 in the morning, so I'll have that. I can tell you that up to, on our unofficial gauge, since 1 a.m., which is midnight standard time, we've had just over a half an inch, and usually the unofficial gauge reads low. And prior to 1 a.m., which would be the calendar day yesterday, the gauge read a half an inch.
Oh, so about an inch, maybe?
Yeah, so we did pick up over an inch.